We'll call the Senate Finance Committee to order. Today is April 5th at 9:40. We have Chairman Stedman. Olson is on travel status. Senator Bishop, Senator Merrick, Senator Keel, and Senator Wilson. Today's agenda, we're going to be introducing the first CS for the capital budget, which is SB 187. With that,
Senator Stedman.
Senator Stedman, can we have a motion, please? You look familiar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee adopt committee substitute for Senate Bill 187, Version B, as our working document.
Is there an objection? Seeing none, that CS has been adopted. We'll have my staff, Tim Grusendorf, at the other end of the table going over the changes. Mr. Grusendorf.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Tim Grusendorf, staff to the Senator Hoffman and Senate Finance Committee. In your packet, you have the new CS version back, version B. You also have an attachment B and four other documents that Ledge Finance produces that you guys have seen many times. Just to catch everyone up, we've had joint meetings with the administration and agencies, with our counterparts from the House and OMB and Ledge Finance. We have met with these agencies over a period of a week and a half, sometime in mid-March. If there's any questions as we go along, we have from Ledge Finance, Michael Partlow here, who is in charge of the capital budget for Ledge Finance, and he is the front man behind the scenes for us who are working on the capital budget. The first part is, I'll go to the spreadsheet attachment B. Section one is what we call kind of the numbers section. This is where we removed some of the undesignated general funds. They're in this document, you'll see 11 items. You'll see the reduction is a total of $63.4 million. These projects are, Chairman, do you want me to walk through these 11 projects? Okay, the first one is the advanced commercial investment in the Alaska LNG project and maintain project assets to ready status. This is AGDC, as we know it, the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation. The first part was a reduction of $4.5 million. The second one is in the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, ATIA, Alaska Travel Industry Association. This is not really a reduction. We are just moving this $2.5 million to the operating budget. The third item is Department of Corrections statewide security doors and windows for $2.2 million. The fourth item is also the Department of Corrections statewide security perimeter fences and gate upgrades. Item three is Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, the Alaska Military Youth Academy, safety and security preparedness for $500,000. Next project is Department of Natural Resources, silver culture treatment and pre-commercial thinning to boost the timber industry, a reduction of $3.575 million. The third item is the Department of Public Safety, the Pilatus PC-12NG aircraft acquisition for $6.2 million. The fourth item is Department of Revenue, Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, for the new down payment assistance grant program for $25 million. The next item is Department of Transportation, Copper River Highway, Wood Canyon Bridges and Trails for $4.2 million. Then we go to the University of Alaska Fairbanks, achieve the R1 status. For what we did there is we, the governor funded it at $10 million UGF and $10 million university receipts. The Senate in this CS has moved all $20 million to the university receipts. And the last project is the only project that falls in sort of in the match category that usually doesn't get brought into the CS1, but that's the University of Alaska Fairbanks, Alaska Rail Belt Carbon Capture and Sequestration Project for $2.2 million and $8.8 million in match. Also in the section, we have a placeholder for the surface transportation. We will be getting the STIP amendment from the governor's office, from OMB, hopefully by Tuesday morning so we can incorporate it in our next CS when that comes out. And I will stop here for a second if anyone has any questions at this point.
I might state that the $25 million housing is a big issue throughout the state of Alaska. And we're working with the governor's office to see what we can do differently than what is proposed in this budget. So the $25 million has been reduced. That money was earmarked for down payments for new home buyers, but would not result in any new housing. What we need in the state is new housing, and so we're looking at what we can do to develop new houses instead of paying for existing houses for first-time buyers. So that will come back in some form with that same number. Do we have questions, Senator Merrick?
Thank you, Chair Hoffman. Thank you, Mr. Grusendorf. Can you repeat what you said about the carbon capture, the $8.8 million federal, but do we not need to make the $2.2 match?
Through the Chair, Senator Merrick, what we're looking at is we need to have a little more discussion with the university. They had a piece, a little bit of their explanation talks about them partnering with somebody, and we just want to get a little better description on what they plan to do and what the project is. We never really got to that answer from the university if they're actually going to be doing it or if they're just a pass through to another group that we're not aware of, and we just want to try to get that clear in our mind before we just ship the money their way.
Super. Thank you very much.
Further questions for the timeline for the committee and for those watching. It's our intent to work through this process and have a CS sometime early next week with expected floor debate a week from today. Are there further questions? Seeing none, we've already adopted the CS, so we'll set this bill aside.
There's a few more sections we have to go through. Okay. That was just the number section.
Okay.
Back to the record, Tim Grusendorf, staff to Senator Hoffman. I wanted to also just let everyone know that for all the departments that came before us, we did fund their top projects. So we're not cutting something that was number one or two on their list. These are projects that were not their top priority. So we believe we covered most of those. The next section is section four. Starts on page 22. It's the supplemental section. We incorporated all the governor's amendments to that. Or I should just say it's page 22 of the bill. And I didn't provide this spreadsheet that I'm looking off. Sorry. But the only item that we adopted, we let all the governor's amendments and his reappropriations, we didn't change any of those. The only change to this section came to the Dalton Highway Heavy Maintenance and DOT. They had requested $8 million for that, page 23, line 26. And we reduced that to four because we believe that $4 million will get them through to July 1st. And they will, you know, the current budget, the next budget will replenish that fund. And if they still need more, we can put it that direction in the next budget on the operating side. So that does it for that section of the bill. The reapprops are also in this section, and they start in section 7 of the bill. We did not remove, like I said, we did not remove any of the governor's reapprops. We did add 4 reapprops that were not in the original bill. The first is section 14, page 29, line 22, and that is a reappropriation from the Bering Sea Fishermen's project that we gave them last year. We're reappropriating that to the Department of Fish and Game to continue the Chinook genetics study that we asked them to do. Their Fish and Game is in a better position to finish that out. We talked to both parties, and they were agreeing to that. Then the last 3 reapprops that we added were all projects from individual legislators' districts where they had some money that lapsed, and those senators decided to reapprope them. The first one is section 15, page 29, line 27, and that reappropriation is going to the Wrangell emergency operations. There was a little bit of money left from a previous project that was in that district, and that was reapproped to that project. Section 16 is the second one. It's a page 30. It's Anchorage Upper. I can't remember the name of that road, but it's a
Yarmen.
Yeah, it's Yarmen Road. That money was reapproped there, and then the third one was a lapse of a project in section 17, and that lapse money is going to be moved to the Ute, it's the People's Learning Center, for a damaged lift station. So those are all the reapprops that the Senate put in. And I guess lastly, just for the record, we in general funds, we had a reduction of $63,395,000. The total supplemental budget comes in unrestricted general funds at $23.7 million. Designated general funds, $8.9 million. Other state funds is $11,013,000, and federal receipts is $251 million, for a total of $295 million for the supplemental portion of the bill. On the this year's capital, this CS has an unrestricted general fund total of $233.7 million, designated general funds of a total of $87.7 million, other state funds, $184.2 million, and federal receipts, $3 billion, for a grand total of $3,514 million for this year's proposed capital budget. And that's all I have, Senator.
Further questions? Seeing none, we'll set this bill aside for further review. Our next meeting will be Tuesday, April 9th at 9 a.m. The committee will take up Senate Bill 60, repeal of Workman's Comp Appeals Commission, Senate Bill 182, the extension of the Big Game Commission Service Board, and finally SGR 15, a constitutional amendment, votes needed for veto override. With that, we'll be adjourned.